Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Last year, I went on a road trip with my girlfriend. We were taking a vacation, but we chose to drive instead of flying. We did that because we could stop more places and explore, and also because it was cheaper. This was the second road trip that we had taken together, and the first one was a lot of fun, so we were looking forward to it. When the road trip started, the first day of driving went by really well. We stopped at a few cool places and explored around some towns. Then we made it to our hotel for the night. The next day, we got up bright and early in the morning and hit the road. We were hoping to make it all the way to our destination by that night. It was a long day of driving, but overall, it was fun. However, we ended up driving sort of late into the night. By about 10 p.m., we still had another hour and a half left. I was driving, and I decided to stop at the next gas station because we were running a little low. Plus, I wanted to get a coffee and some snacks, and my girlfriend wanted coffee as well. So at the next exit, I pulled off of the highway that we were on. There was a pretty large truck stop, it appeared, with a gas station and store attached. When I arrived there, I first put more fuel into the car, and then I went and parked next to the store. There were a decent number of other cars and trucks around, and this was clearly a pretty popular place for people to stop. So my girlfriend and I got out of the car and started walking in. I do remember that as we were walking in, a few other people were as well, including a family with a few children a little bit ahead of us. We got inside of the store and first used the restrooms. Then my girlfriend said that she would get the coffee if I wanted to look for some snacks. The store was very large for a truck stop. It had quite a few aisles, and there was a coffee shop type of place attached to it, which is where my girlfriend went. So I started to walk through the snack aisles and think about what I wanted to get. It was a few minutes into that I noticed a man and a child start to walk into the aisle that I was in. The man was a bit larger of a guy who appeared to be in his 40s or so, and the child looked to be about 5 or 6. The man was holding onto the kid's hand, and it seemed as though after they saw me in the aisle, they turned around and walked out. But when I looked at the kid, I remembered seeing him walking into the store with the family ahead of us. I had seen the kid's parents, and this guy was not one of them. I got a bad feeling, like maybe this guy was trying to kidnap the kid or something. I thought about it for a moment, and I was 90% sure that this kid didn't belong to him, and the way that the man was holding onto the child's hand seemed almost like he was dragging him along. I decided to go and see where the guy was going, so I walked over to the end of the aisle. I didn't immediately see the man, so I scanned around the store. Then I noticed him walking along the backside of the store near the cold drinks. He was still with the child. After making it to the corner of the store, he walked along the next side of it, going towards the exit doors. When I saw this, I walked forward and I reached the doors before the man would. Soon, the man and the child reached me. I remember that the man said, "Excuse me," and started to walk around me. But I said, "Wait a minute." The man stopped and looked at me. His face appeared nervous. I flat out asked him if that was his kid, and I said that I saw the child enter with other parents. The man said yes, it was his son. I looked to the boy, who seemed shy and a little bit confused. I asked if that was his dad, and he shook his head saying no. The man then started to open the door anyways and tried to leave with the kid. By now, we had been standing there for almost a minute. I spoke louder, saying that I just wanted the other people to come over and confirm if it was their kid or not. Before I got done speaking, though, the man suddenly let go of the child and just ran out the door. I watched him walk at an extremely fast pace to this old-looking van and get inside of it. I tried looking for the license plate number, but I couldn't see good enough. Then I walked with the child around the store until we finally found his parents. When I found them, I told them what happened. They were obviously upset, but also grateful. The parents had three other kids, and one of the older children apparently was supposed to be watching the younger one. I'm not sure where the man had come from, but I'm really glad that he didn't leave with the child. The police got called, and there was a big investigation. My girlfriend and I then went back onto the road. couple of years ago, I took a road trip all by myself out to California. One of my good friends moved out there, and I had never been there before, so I wanted to visit and also see some cool places in California and experience it. I was going to drive there in about 2 days. On the first day, I drove from sunup to sundown and even past that. I stopped a few times for food and stuff, but for the most part, I drove the whole time. I had booked a hotel online, and I had the address of it on my phone. By the time that I was about 30 minutes out from the hotel, it was probably about 10:30 p.m. I knew that I was going to be taking an exit up ahead in like 20 miles or so. As some more time went by, I felt like the exit should be approaching. I looked at my phone to see how close it was, and just as I looked at it, I saw the phone turn off like it had died. I tried turning it back on, but I realized that it was in fact dead. I had a car charger, but it had been having some problems recently at the time. It was one of those old chargers that sometimes it randomly wouldn't work, or you would have to mess around with it a while before it worked. So I got the charger and tried plugging it into the phone and turning it on, but nothing happened. I kept driving and saw some exits coming up. I just guessed that these were the ones that I was supposed to take. I didn't know for sure, but I was hoping that I would be correct. Maybe if I drove down the exit, I would see the hotel or a sign for it or something. So I took the exit and went to the right. I passed by an old gas station, but that was about it. As I continued to drive down this road, things were much quieter there. The roads didn't have any other cars on them at all. I drove along the road for probably 2 or 3 miles. At that point, I realized that I didn't really know where I was going, and I had probably taken the wrong exit. I wanted to figure it out though, so I pulled over to the side of the road that I was on. Then I took the charger and tried to figure out what was wrong. I unplugged it, plugged it back in, and started moving it around, trying to get it to work. I sat there in my car for a few minutes, trying everything I could to get the charger to charge my phone, but nothing seemed to do it. It seemed as though that charger had finally bit the dust for good. I realized that I would have to buy a new one, but still, I had to get to the hotel, and I didn't even know where it was. I remember I looked up though, and suddenly I saw headlights that a car had pulled over to the side of the road behind me. It was several car lengths back, and at first I thought that maybe it was police. But looking at the headlights, it didn't really seem like a police car. Plus, there were no flashing red and blue lights, just normal headlights. I waited for a minute or two to see if anybody would get out or something. They didn't though. Then I decided to merge back onto this quiet road. There were literally no other cars around. Just us two cars pulled over on the side of the road right here. It was really strange. I didn't know why this person had pulled over. And on both sides of the road, it was just wildland and woods. So I put my car in drive and slowly went back out onto the road. When I did, I noticed that almost immediately after me, the car behind me did the same. This gave me a bad feeling. Why would this person want to follow me? I should have turned around and went back to the highway right then and there, but I didn't. The fact that the car behind me left right after me got me distracted. I kept going down that road for a little while, and at the first opportunity to turn that I had, I took it. I wanted to see what the car would do behind me. When I turned, the car did as well. Now I was really worried. I drove down this other random road for a while, and then I turned again. The car behind me did that as well. I really wanted to get away from it. This road was even more secluded though. There were no street lights, and the only visibility was coming from my headlights and the ones of the car following me. I knew that I had to turn around and go back to the highway. It felt really sketchy trying to get away from this guy on these roads, so I decided to make a U-turn. I slowed down and went as far as I could to the right side of the road. The car behind me started to slow down as well. Then I began turning around to make the U-turn. I slowed down significantly more, but I was just able to make it. However, when I turned around, I realized that the car behind me had actually backed up. It was now parked in a way where the car was blocking almost the entire width of the road. I stopped. I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't think I would be able to get around the car. Then the car turned off, and I saw the driver's door open up. A man got out. He did not look friendly at all. He started instantly jogging towards my driver's side door. In an instant, I went to the right and just hit the gas. It was really just a reaction to the guy running at me. I drove right into the grass and just barely squeaked around the man's car. Luckily, my car did not get stuck in the grass, and I soon went back onto the road. I saw the guy was running back for his car, So I went faster, and as soon as I made it to the next turn, I took it. Then I took this other road that was right off of that one. I knew the guy would be coming for me, but at the moment, I could not see him. So I went down that road a little ways, and then I pulled over and turned my lights off. I just hoped that the guy wouldn't go down that road. I waited for probably 10 minutes, and I didn't see the car. So he must have not known that I had went down that second road. After that, I carefully drove back towards the highway again. I was able to make it, and then I was able to use the signs to get to the correct exit. I stopped at a gas station, bought a new charger, and then was able to make it to my hotel. Looking back, I don't know who that guy was, why he followed me, or what he wanted. I don't think it was anything good though, and I'm really glad that I got away from him. I'm a female, and I went to a college that was really far away from where I was from. It was several states away, and every time I went to and from college, it would be a bit of a road trip. One time in particular, I was coming home for the summer. It was a 10-hour drive, and there were actually a couple of times where I did the whole drive in one day, but this time I was going to be making it in two. I was going to stop at a hotel when it got really late. So that first day, I drove for a really long time until it got late and I couldn't go any further. I was really tired, and it was probably like 11 o'clock. I was still a good 4 hours or so from home, so I decided to stop for some sleep. First though, I went to a gas station. It was a larger one that was probably very common for people on road trips to stop at. There were quite a few trucks parked in the back for the night. I had to use the restroom, so I parked and got out, then went inside of the store. There were a few other people inside, probably on road trips like me. I remember that after using the bathroom, I got an energy drink, and I saw that there was just one person working at the registers. There was a line of a few people waiting to check out. So I got in line, and then I remembered that this one guy got in line behind me. When he did, he tapped me on the shoulder and started talking to me. The guy had sort of long hair, was wearing a hat, and kind of had a gruff look to him. He was holding a six-pack of natural light beer, and after saying hi to me, he asked if I was on a road trip. I said yes, I was going home from college. The man asked me where I was from, and I told him. Then, surprisingly, he asked me if I needed a ride. I said no, and I was confused, because I had literally just told him that I was on a road trip. He continued to talk to me though, asking me several more random questions before it was my turn to check out. After I did, I walked back to my car. I remember that when I got to my car, I noticed the man leaving the store with the beer and cigarettes as well. He walked to this blue, really rusty old pickup truck that was parked sort of far away from my car. I then started up my car to leave, but realized that I was sort of low on gas. So I decided to fill up now so I wouldn't have to do it in the morning. I backed up to an open gas pump and then fueled my car. Afterwards, I drove to a nearby motel. It was just this cheap motel, and it was a pretty short ways down the street. I arrived, checked in, and then got my room key and went to my room and got ready for bed. I remember that right before going to sleep, I decided to check out the front window. It was one of those motels that just has a sidewalk in front of the rooms and then the parking lot is right there. The window was completely covered, but when I moved the cover and I looked out, I saw the rusty blue truck. It was parked just in the parking lot in front of my room. Then I noticed that the same guy was in the driver's seat of it. Maybe this was just a coincidence, but it seemed a little bit strange. I went away from the window, got in bed, and then tried falling asleep. I was pretty tired and was able to fall asleep pretty quickly. But sometime in the night, I woke up. I just remember that after I opened my eyes, the first thing I noticed was the sound of somebody trying to open the door to my room. I was suddenly wide awake. The person tried the door a few times and then stopped. After not hearing anything for a few moments, I got up and went over to the door. I looked through the peephole but saw nothing. But I did hear a car door closing a distance away in the parking lot, so I went over and looked out of the window. When I did, I saw that nobody was at the door anymore. Then I looked to the blue truck and saw that the man was inside of it and in the driver's seat. That had to have been him. If he had a room here, why wouldn't he be in it? I went over to the phone in the motel room and I called the front desk, but nobody answered. I was considering calling the police. I went over to the bed and sat down, trying to relax. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning by now. After laying down and going on my phone a little bit, I was starting to feel better. Then, suddenly, I heard a knock at the door. Once again, I was instantly on edge. I listened, and after a few moments, whoever was there knocked again. I quietly got up and walked over to the door. After looking through the peephole, I saw the same man was there. Then, I went back over to the bed and called the police. I told them what was going on. After I was told they were on the way, I hadn't heard the knocking or anything in a few minutes. I went back over to the window and looked out. The man was still there and still inside of his truck. Then I just had to wait for police. I kept watching out the window the entire time. After about 5 minutes or so, I saw a police car entering the parking lot. Right when it did, the truck that the man was in started up and began to drive away. The police car noticed this and put on its flashing lights. They both then drove out of my sight. However, about 10 minutes later, another police officer showed up and knocked on my door. He told me that the police had pursued the rusty truck and stopped it. The man was arrested for drunk driving, as well as having other drugs in the car. He denied trying to enter my room, but admitted to knocking on the door. I was just glad that he was off the streets for the night. The next morning, I was able to make it back home. That was definitely my scariest road trip experience. A few years back, I went on a road trip. I travel quite a bit for work, and I end up driving all around the country. So on this particular road trip, I found myself driving in sort of the middle of nowhere, really late at night. I'm pretty good at staying awake and driving at all kinds of hours, but I need the help of caffeine to do so. So when I sensed that I was starting to get a little bit sleepy, I knew that I needed to stop. If I got out of the car, walked around a little, and had a caffeinated beverage, I would be fine. So after driving down the highway for a few more miles, I saw the sign for a rest stop up ahead. I was happy to see this, and I pulled off. This rest stop was right off the highway. And I mean literally right off of it. The exit went right into the parking lot, and then you had to go back onto the highway. There were no other roads. There was also a small woods in the area of land between the stop and the highway. When I pulled in, I noticed that there were zero other cars around. The rest stop building was also fairly small. I parked my car right in front of the building, got out, and looked around. It was really dark, but there was one dim street lamp a little ways away. Around the building was a little bit of open grass, and then woods on basically all sides of it. The cool air outside felt refreshing, and after stretching my legs, I walked inside of the rest stop. It was an older building. Inside, there was a small lobby with a vending machine and some maps. The restrooms were straight ahead, and then to the right, there was what appeared to be an old restaurant. It was one of those small pizza places that you would sometimes see in rest stops or travel centers. But it was now abandoned, and it looked like it had been for several years. It was sort of spooky. After briefly looking around inside, I figured that I would get something from the vending machine. But first, I went into the restroom and used it. While I was in there, I heard footsteps outside in the lobby of the rest stop building. I figured somebody else had stopped. The person did not enter the restroom, though. When I came out of the restroom like 30 seconds later, I didn't see anybody. I went over to the vending machine, got a drink, and then casually walked around a little. I looked out the window and then noticed that my car was still the only one in the entire parking lot. This was strange. I was sure that I heard somebody else inside the building, but where would they have come from? I walked over to the abandoned restaurant, and when I did, I thought I saw somebody moving quickly behind the old counter. It was really dark over there, so I didn't see well. But if somebody was over there and seemingly hiding, I didn't want to get involved. I decided at that point to just leave. So I turned and I started walking for the doors. When I was almost there though, I heard footsteps behind me, like whoever was back there was now leaving as well. After I got out of the doors and was approaching my car, I heard the person leave as well, and they seemed to be moving quickly. I stopped and turned around to look at them. It was a man. He was pretty thin, but kind of tall. He was really creepy looking and had long stringy hair. The guy was headed right towards me and approaching in a really aggressive way.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I wouldn't be able to get inside my car on time before he reached me, so I decided to just run. I turned and I just sprinted through the parking lot. I ran all the way to the other side. At first, the guy started chasing after me, but he soon stopped. When I got to the far end of the parking lot, I turned around and I looked. The man was standing right next to my car. I couldn't go back to it. I kept walking, and then I went into the grass. Then I entered the woods. I just wanted to get out of the guy's view. After walking through the thick woods for a little while, I called 911. After speaking with the operator, I told them my location and what was going on. Then I waited. I could not see the guy from where I was because I was that deep in the woods. Finally, I could sort of see flashing red and blue lights. I came out from the woods and I saw a police car next to my car. An officer left his vehicle and started walking behind the building. After a while, he came back over to me. He said that when he got there, he thought he saw somebody running behind the building. He went back there, though, and couldn't find the person. He figured they were deep in the woods by then. I talked to him about the situation. He said that he would call another nearby unit and they would check behind the building again, but that I could go. So after that, I was on my way. I'm not sure if the police found the man or not. I'm guessing that he was going to try to steal my car, but who knows? I'm really glad that I got away from him.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.